7:07. Hi there, Dean and Raj. Coming up, Second Chance Week on $1,000 Minute at 7:49. Before we get to that, though, we have to play Dead Guy in the Envelope. We'll kick that off here in about 10 minutes. On the Eagle.
All right, let's do the birthday scam.
Let's call Jake. We heard from his wife that he had lab work done recently. He's been ignoring a bill that they keep sending him. We'll call, trying to collect.
Hello.
Is Jake there, please?
This is Jake. What can I do for you?
Hi, this is Steve Phillips calling from How are you today?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
We've recently sent out two or three invoices in the amount of $9.38.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I notice you haven't paid. That's the issue.
The insurance takes care of that. Everything should be covered now.
They pay a certain amount, and then the leftover amount is your responsibility.
No. I paid my copay when I went and got the exam. And
yes.
Then my insurance takes care of the rest. So appreciate this.
I think you're a little confused on how the process works.
No, I'm not confused on the process. The insurance takes care of the bill, and I take care of the copay.
Are you being deliberately obstinate about this? You've had invoices from us before.
It was $9.38.
Yes, the amount is not the issue.
The amount is the issue. The insurance takes care of it.
You don't get to pick which amounts you want to pay based on how big they are. You get the invoice.
I'm not picking the amount to pay.
Do you even understand how insurance works?
Please, enlighten me.
What's your deductible?
What?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know your deductible. Why don't you provide us with the EOB?
The what? What did you say your name was?
I have no idea about the EOB, do you?
What did you say your name was?
What does EOB stand for?
What did you say your name was?
What's an EOB?
What did you say your name was?
You go first.
No, you go first.
Explanation of benefits.
Exact. What?
I have access to your whole medical file. I could stick you with a pre-existing condition that would haunt you for the rest of your life. Yeah. You won't be able to get any insurance coverage.
Hang on.
I'm putting you down right now with irritable bowel syndrome.
No.
Yes, that's
a
pre-existing condition I just assigned you.
You know something?
Also a penile implant.
No, not necessary.
And a third.
I will get my wallet right now.
It's too late.
We'll take care of this over the...
And a third nipple.
No, there's no such thing as this.
You now have a third nipple, according to your medical file.
And it's on your forehead.
You put this on the...
It isn't a visible area.
Wait, is there some... Who else is there?
Jake, it's Dean and Raj. It's the birthday scam from your wife. Happy birthday.
Stop it.
That's too late.
Oh, my God. Did Melinda call in?
Yes. Well, sorry about that. It's her idea, though, and we want you to have a happy birthday.
Okay, well, I guess I need to go pay this bill before something actually goes down.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.